This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden did not comment on reports that the United States on Sunday carried out another round of airstrikes against Iran-backed militia in Iraq and Syria. This time, it was in response to drone attacks by the militia against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. In a statement, the U.S. military said it targeted operational and weapon storage facilities at two locations in Syria, one location in Iraq. It did not disclose whether it believed anyone was killed or injured. The strikes came at the direction of President Joe Biden. It's the second time he has ordered retaliatory strikes against Iran-backed militia since taking office in January. Biden last ordered limited strikes against a target in Syria in February, that time in response to rocket attacks in Iraq. Pakistan's interior minister said Sunday that the families of Afghanistan's Taliban reside in his country, including in areas around the capital, Islamabad. The insurgent group's members received some medical treatment in local hospitals. The admission by Sheikh Rashid Ahmed came during an interview aired by privately owned Pakistani television channel Geo News. It is a significant departure from Islamabad's consistent rejection of any allegations by Afghan leaders that the Taliban used Pakistani soil to direct and sustain insurgent activities in Afghanistan. Pakistan has long blamed its nearly 2,600-kilometer open border with Afghanistan for facilitating militant and other illegal movements. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid met in Rome as their governments look to turn a page on the relationship. New leaders in both the United States and Israel have been seeking to reset ties that had varied between frosty and warm over 8 years during the presidencies of Barack Obama and Donald Trump. While former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in power, now with Trump and Netanyahu out, Joe Biden and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett are trying to restore balance. Lapid told Blinken that Israel's new government wants to rebuild ties with Democrats who control Congress. That could help Israel, which opposes an expanded Iran nuclear deal, engage in those talks. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the country will tighten COVID-19 restrictions for 14 days as current containment measures are insufficient to cope with the speed and scale of new infections. The country, the worst hit on the African continent in terms of recorded cases and deaths, is in the grip of a third wave of infections. It recorded almost 18,000 new cases Saturday alone, approaching the peak of daily infections seen in the second wave in January. And local scientists say the Delta coronavirus variant seems to be spreading fast. Under the measure announced, all gatherings will be prohibited. There will be a curfew from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m., and the sale of alcohol will be banned. Schools will start closing from Wednesday, while restaurants will only be able to sell food for takeaway delivery. Families of the missing have visited the scene of the Florida condo building collapse. The visit on Sunday took place as rescuers kept digging through the mound of rubble and clinging to hope that somehow someone could still be alive somewhere under the broken concrete and twisted metal. The death toll rose by just 4 people to a total of 9 confirmed dead, but after almost 4 full days of search and rescue efforts, more than 150 people have remained missing, and Surfside, no one has been pulled alive from the pile since Thursday. This is hours after the collapse occurred. Sensitive defense documents containing details about the British military were reportedly found at a bus stop in England. The BBC reported Sunday that the papers included plans for possible UK military presence in Afghanistan. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.